drivers cut through the air. So do airplanes. That gave us an idea.
Good afternoon, the Boeing Company.
Golf department, please.
Golf department?
We wanted blazing speed from the new XR driver. Boeing tuned up the aerodynamics. We wanted the new XR driver to be extremely forgiving and unbelievably fast. Boeing had a few ideas. We wanted the face to be super hot and the larger head to slip through the air faster. So Boeing re-engineered the speed step. And then we thought, what are golfers going to think? The airplane people? Yeah, the airplane people. They know a thing or two about aerodynamics. So we started talking about it and writing about it and blogging and tweeting and snapping. We set out to make a driver unlike any other. So we made the new XR driver extremely forgiving. Then Boeing helped make forgiving fast. The new XR driver from Callaway. Forgiveness meets fast.
The Great Big Bertha driver is back, and it represents the next frontier in driver design. It's built to help you leave no yard behind. Our next generation R-Moto technology provides the structure for a thinner face, leading to high ball speeds on center hits and off center hits too. The club's chassis is our best ever combination of an aerodynamic head shape and multi-material lightweight design, which is the key to generating higher club head speed. The design enables a wide range of weight classes to suit every swing type. The 10-gram sliding weight on the club's perimeter adds stability, and you can slide the weight for more dispersion control to hit your drives online without sacrificing forgiveness. Combine that with our OptiFit hosel, and you've got simple adjustability. Add it all up, and you get the Great Big Bertha driver. Leave no yard behind.
Jason Finley, Director of Brand Management, Callaway. Well, Jason, it looks like it's been a great experience all day today here at Mistwood for Team Callaway to come in and really get to meet and talk with their people in the field who are out there moving and selling the product. Just tell us, first of all, your thoughts on this type of experience and what Callaway wants to do by doing this.
They're great days. You know, this is, I think, stop number 45 of 47 that we're doing here in the U.S. this year. So it's exciting, and they're a lot of fun. And, you know, it's great to get out and meet the people that sell our products every single day. So, you know, they have a lot of influence on what people are trying and how they're getting information on the products, in addition to everything that we put out through all the different channels. But it's great to have the associates learning more about your products and really becoming advocates for Callaway and helping to sell our products.
When you say stop 45 or 47, should we say that you're working your way north, being the time of year that it is?
Pretty much. You know, we started in Florida and the desert were the first one. So we've definitely made our way north. And I think the last couple, we have a couple in Canada still left. So I'm off to Quebec and Montreal in a couple weeks.
You said till just recently you were really involved with the new line of woods, and obviously there seemed like there was some releases at the show. Tell us about where you're at in that area for 2016.
Yeah, so the big idea for 2016 for us is the XR16 line of woods, led off by the driver. And the big story there is we've worked with, in collaboration with Boeing, to help develop that driver. And they've really helped us take a driver that we know a lot about how to make them fast and forgiving and things like that. But they've really upped the ante for us and working together to help us make it even faster. So we've been able to make a driver that's more forgiving, where you generally tend to lose some ball speed and club head speed, and they've been able to help us pick up even more speed with a more forgiving shape.
You can't walk into a new car dealership without hearing something about aerodynamics or the auto show that was here just a few weeks ago in Chicago. Same thing, and they're trying to improve not necessarily always your speed, but at least your miles per gallon and things like that. And does some of the same philosophy apply with how you're trying to design a club head when you work with people like Boeing?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, the big thing for us is aerodynamics are a very challenging field, particularly in the case of a golf club. Well, everybody swings it differently. So, and you've got a lot of movements and moving parts there where even for Boeing, they talked about the challenges when they're generally flying at a very consistent speed in a consistent direction, and you get golf clubs moving at different speeds and certainly in different directions.
What was the most challenging part about coming out with this new line of woods? It seems like a lot of the companies are really starting to get up against the fence of to where the USGA is going to let them go. So how do you make it better? How do you make it go longer?
Yeah, so it's a very fair question, and certainly that's why you see things like going out and seeking out an industry expert in aerodynamics like Boeing, and why we did that collaboration is because the USGA does have rules on, you know, how fast it can be in the dead center of the face and how high the moment of inertia or forgiveness can be. But there's still a lot of ways to move around and a lot of technology available to us. So we're able to make it faster. We're able to make a larger portion of the face more forgiving and hotter so you don't lose ball speed as, you know, unfortunately not all of us hit in the center of the face every time.
It seems like one way where there's still maybe some room for growth is making sure that club head is in with the right shaft. How has Callaway worked with any of the major shaft designers to really be able to bring that next level of golf to your customers?
Yeah, we offer in all of our drivers multiple shafts that we've now offered as stock or at no upcharge. So in the case of the XR, we have 4 shafts that are available in each of the XR models. In the case of our Great Big Bertha line, we have 19 shafts that are available and no upcharge. So it's really important to get golfers primarily in the right weight class of shafts as a starting point and then have tools and variety there. So we work with the shaft manufacturers to get a great standard stock shaft option available that's going to be very popular with a wide variety of golfers, but also fits with the overall design objectives of the driver that we're designing.
Let's switch to the golf ball. What's new with the golf ball for 2016?
So new this year in golf ball, the primary one is the Chrome Soft 16 golf ball that we have in. Replaced probably arguably our most successful golf ball ever of the original Chrome Soft last year that was, you know, award-winning and actually took us to share places we'd never been with market share that we'd never been in the golf ball category before. So we definitely have a lot of momentum and success, and the consumer reaction to our product has been very good in the golf ball category, and the overall feedback we've gotten on having soft, fast core and soft golf balls that are very fast at the same time has been very well received. So we took a golf ball last year that everybody loved and made it even faster and longer with more spin and the same soft feel that you're so used to.
How do you balance the feedback you get from a tour player as to the kind of feedback you get from your 10-15 handicapper that loves to go out and play every Saturday?
It's a little dependent on the product, but, you know, in the case of golf ball specifically, they all work together because they're generally playing the same type of products. In the case of a forged blade, let's say, we're going to rely more on the feedback from tour players because that's who that product is designed for. But your higher end, you know, urethane covered tour level golf balls, it needs to work for the best players in the world all the way down to the everyday golfers that are buying them. So we do a lot of consumer testing. We do a lot of testing with tour pros in golf ball in particular.
Thoughts overall on your fitting process? Obviously, that's a bigger part of putting people in the right golf clubs or even the right golf ball these days and getting them out in the golf course and maybe allowing them to enjoy the game a little bit more.
Yeah, fitting is a really important part of, you know, everything that we do and all the way down to the end experience where you talk about how quickly you can turn around and deliver custom products and things like that. So it's become a much larger part of the industry. Customers are spending a lot more effort and time and resources against fitting. You know, we're standing in a fitting bay right here at Mistwood. So you get a lot more of that effort behind that from not only our customers, but we do a lot more in that area as well, offer a lot more tools to our customers and to consumers even with feedback online and the ability to better try products as well. So programs that we put in place for more fitting, more trial opportunities, that's really the best way that golfers are going to get better and see the benefit of our products.
Best way for people to learn more about Callaway Golf online or through social media?
Best ways are always callawaygolf.com is the best way to see all of our content. We create new content every week, daily, really, hourly, frankly. And then, you know, through social media, at Callaway Golf on Twitter and Instagram, and then obviously on Facebook as well. So all those places you can go and get constant updates from Callaway, new, fresh content from us. We're always doing new and interactive ways to deal with and talk to consumers. And then we also on our website at CallawayGolf.com have something called the Callaway Community, where you're able to go in and actually interact with people like myself and other product experts and the marketing team and learn more about products and interact with others about Callaway products.
Golf balls either have fast cores or soft cores. Fast cores go a long ways, but they're too firm. Soft cores don't go as far, but they feel soft and spin well around greens. You have to sacrifice one to get the other, and that's just the way it is. Well, that's the way it was.
You can play a ball with a fast core that generates tremendous ball speed and increases distance. Or you can play a ball with a soft core that feels amazing and performs beautifully around the greens. Why can't you play a ball that does both? Now you can. Introducing Chrome Soft with the new Soft Fast Core. It's the ball that changed the ball.
With Corey Newman from Callaway on fitting.
As more and more people either A, get into the game, or B, just have realized how important it is to upgrade their clubs and even golf balls these days, the fitting process has obviously become a very important part of golf and probably recommended to anybody that's buying new product.
Fitting is a very important aspect of the game. You know, from length and lie angle on irons to drivers, where we can help locate center gravity both vertically and horizontally in the head to help players hit it straighter with less spin and maybe pick up more distance. It's a very important aspect of the game.
What has Callaway's fitting product, I mean, break it down a little bit if somebody's not familiar with it or they've just done a fitting with other products. How do you feel that your fitting process rates compared to the competitors on the market?
We feel very confident in our fitting ability. We've got great tools in the field with our fitting carts and our performance centers around the country that we can fit all types of players, and we have the product. And if you look at our product line from the Great Big Bertha all the way down to the Chrome Soft, we've got a lot of products that will fit a lot of different players. So we feel like we have something there for everyone that will help them play better golf.
Corey, when you create new products and you know take them through and you mix ideas with people like Boeing that was talked about out here today, when those new products come out, how much of a fitting process changes, or is it standard, or as the product changes, does the fitting process change?
Good question. We do a lot of work with our R&D team as we are developing those new products so that we can develop fitting protocols if those products will change our fitting protocols. Most of the time, our protocols don't change. They stay the same. We want to make sure we have a good selection process. We're getting the person or the player in the right head, whether it's Great Big Bertha or our new XR driver with Boeing's aerodynamic help that has really been talk of the town lately. But we still stay very true to what we believe our protocols. We want to make sure that we have the right driver in the person's hand, make sure we got the right loft, make sure we have the right CG position if we're talking GBB, and then we want to make sure we have the right shaft in the player's hands that's going to perform and also feel the best for those different players.
Obviously, the talent level is different, but how much different is a fitting for a 12 handicap that wants to break into single digits as compared to a Callaway Touring Pro?
We don't treat it any differently. A touring professional obviously has different goals relative to a 12 handicap, but their goals are to play better golf. So we don't treat those players any differently based on their ability, if you will. We want to find the products that are going to work best and perform the best for both of those player types, given what they're trying to accomplish with the game.
take us through the process. Should somebody go out and test your products and say, hey, I want this line of Callaway clubs, or I want this driver, and then start the fitting process to see what the numbers are? Or do you really want to look at somebody's numbers, and this way you can hand them a certain type of Callaway product? Which way does the process flow here?
We have great partners, golf professionals around the world that are very knowledgeable about our equipment. So, you know, the process is very similar. Players are going to bring what they want to hit, and then we will start to make changes accordingly. But then there's also players that don't know what they want, and that's why they're coming to see a PGA golf professional. So they're looking for them to give them a recommendation on what they should be playing. So it's different based on kind of the different player types that are out there.
Do you recommend sort of the off season to go through the process, so somebody isn't making, you know, they start off the year, especially if you're up here up north and you start playing and your game's not good in April or May or June, and by that point they say, the heck with it, I'm just going to blow it up right now and see if I can get better for the rest of the summer? Or is it better to kind of do something in the winter early in the year and then just kind of be able to kind of start the golf season with products that should fit you?
I think in the grand scheme, I mean, if you're starting to make some swing changes, that's probably not the best time. And we can certainly fit that, and we can look, kind of project where you're going to be based on some of the changes that you make. But, you know, if you're playing a decent amount of golf coming into the season and kind of you've been hitting shots and there's no snow on the ground, obviously you can, we can fit regardless of what type of scenario you're coming to see us with.
In a world where all drivers are long, comes a driver with a new kind of long. A driver that's come back to go even farther. Drivers with the right weight in the right place that generate even more distance. Drivers that prove you can't argue with physics. Big Bertha's back, and she's a lot meaner.